Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's keep the blitz moving to the gridiron. Ethan Cadeau, NBCSportsWashington.com, joins us now. Ethan, they should be annoyed that they tied. They should be happy that they tied.
I think a little bit of both, which is why the team was so unsure how to feel after that game. I mean, they had so many chances where they could have won the game in both the regulation and overtime, but they also had so many chances where they could have lost the game, and I think we all thought Graham Gano was going to make that field goal at the end. So the fact that it didn't truly hurt them in playoff implications is good, but that just means next Sunday night's game against New York is that much more important. So it's like skins in golf. This game means double now.
Yeah, I'm sort of – I don't really know how to express this very well, Ethan. I am not bummed. And I guess kind of my anger and frustration, that I've already given that, like their offseason plan and kind of how they went into this thing. I'm basically going, this is the game they play every week. And when you play a coin toss game, sometimes it's, you know, five for you and five for the other guy. You know, sometimes it works out against Atlanta and Indianapolis, and sometimes it doesn't work like Minnesota. But this was sort of due to happen, and they didn't lose when it didn't break their way. I'm kind of not that bitter about it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I feel where you're coming from, and as weird as it is, a tie is a lot better than a loss. I mean, if they lost this game and then lost in 2 weeks, their season would pretty much be over, assuming Seattle doesn't fully choke at the end of the year. So I think the result, obviously, it wasn't what you wanted, but it's like that weird middle ground because it's not what you didn't want either. It just raises the stakes for the rest of the year, but, I mean, breaks have gone their way at times this year and the opponent's way at times as well. This time, it just happened to be down the middle. I mean, it stinks that there's no conclusive result one way or another, but they still have so much to play for this year. I think the bye is coming at a perfect time where the high energy and the ride they were on the winning streak is kind of off now. They can really focus on areas they need to improve and kind of rest up and heal up for this four-game stretch.
Speaking of the four-game stretch, Giants now flexed into primetime, Sunday Night Football. Very winnable. You're playing yourself, essentially. The 49ers will be without Jimmy G. They're going to be with a third quarterback or a street free agent. Browns, you just saw Deshaun Watson look like a guy who hadn't played in 700-plus days. It was awful the other day, or yesterday. They play them on January 1st. And then the Cowboys might have nothing to play for at the end of the season. I mean, this now lines up that all four of those games, I would say, are really winnable, and they probably aren't going to be, at worst, more than a 2- or 3-point dog at any point.
100%. And I think I saw this on Twitter earlier. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. I mean, the Browns, I'd honestly be more scared right now if Jacoby Brissett came back in and played in that matchup. But that's also at home, too. You should have the advantage when you have a lot more to play for. That Dallas game looks like they're probably not going to have much to play for. They're either going to be firmly entrenched in that 5 seed or if they can catch Philly. But that doesn't look likely either. So I'm optimistic, and I'm taking the optimistic view of these next 4 games. Obviously, they have to beat the Giants. That's the most important one and the one coming up. But I think if they go 2-2, they still have a chance to get in, and 3-1 should almost certainly get them in. So things are kind of working out in their favor. They just got to use this bye correctly.
Ethan, it seems like our weekly question that I ask you, it's about Chase Young playing football for the Washington Commanders. Is that going to happen? We do the this should be the week, and then we find out later in the week it's not the week.
The mixed messaging that we've gotten on Chase Young is so confusing. I just like don't know how to put it into words. I mean, 1 week we're saying he's close, he's going to be on a pitch count, then Rivera's like the turf isn't going to be a factor. Today he said it's just mental reps, he needs to be confident and really be able to feel comfortable putting that leg in the ground and pushing off. He has to be ready.
Last week, remember, he didn't play because he was sick, not because of his leg.
Right.
So last week it was because he was ill, but now it was because of the leg again.
Yeah, so it's just like so confusing, and I get the turf part too, but he's returned to practice on November 2nd. It's December 5th. It's almost 13 months since he tore it. It'll be 13 months almost to the day from when he tore it, when the Giants game comes around. That's at home. If he doesn't play in that game, I'm just really confused as to what happens next with him. I think he will play, but I've said I think he'll play for the last 3 weeks, and he obviously hasn't. So I guess my word means nothing on this, but it's just really hard to understand what the plan is because the plan keeps changing, and there's a new reason why he's not playing every week.
I got to imagine you're right, and he'll play. Because if he doesn't play that game, then he just should be shut down for the rest of the season. Because at that point, you've burned a roster spot for a month, and what are we doing here?
I'm with you 100%.
But you got to imagine he'll play. I mean,
I've imagined it many times.
This would be different. This would be like three more weeks later. You know what I mean?
This is
2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and right. 6 weeks from when he returned to practice, too. I mean, he sounded like he was ready to go 2 to 3 weeks ago. I know that illness came in, and he's still working back with confidence on that leg. But at some point, it's either he plays or he doesn't play. And they could obviously use him down the stretch, even if it's for 12 to 16 plays, like the pitch count we were told. So hopefully that's what happens. But I can far from say it's a guarantee based on how everything's transpired.
Ethan Kiddo, NBCSportsWashington.com. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.